In this interview, I'm speaking with Sarah Hoffman with the National Agricultural Statistics Service. And Sarah, we just had an updated release of the farm computer usage and ownership survey that the Ag Statistics Service does. And I'd like, before we talk about what was the new information in this update, let's just go back to the survey itself and talk about what your goal is and your purpose in conducting the survey.
Well, the purpose in conducting the survey is to find out about computer usage and internet usage of our farmers in the U.S. and also what they would be using the computer and internet for.
And this survey has been done periodically now for a couple of years, so there is some comparison data. And in looking at that, I think one of the interesting things that we've seen is the growth in internet access that farmers have.
Absolutely, especially in the early years. When we first started the survey, it was in 1997, and over the next 2 to 4 years, there was a tremendous growth in internet access. But since then, it seems to have tapered off a lot. We're not seeing the same level of growth that we were back in the 20th century.
For the first time, if I am reading the information right, we can say that over half of all U.S. farms now have internet access, and that's the first time that the level has gone over half.
That's correct. It's now at 51%, and 2 years ago it was at 48%.
With the update that was just released today, why don't you give us a short overview of what was updated for those people especially who saw the first one and maybe you're kind of wondering, you know, I wonder what they changed there.
Okay. We had made a few changes in some of the tables because the data that we had in there was erroneous. So in particular, in the farm computer usage by economic class within type of farm, I believe that's page 9 on the publication, we had for the U.S. grain and oilseeds farm percent of farms with computer access, we had originally published 58% when in fact it should have been 65% for those farms with $1,000 to $249,999 worth of sales. And also in the farm computer usage by economic class within type of farm for using computers for farm business for all farms, again that same sales class range of $1,000 to $249,000. It was 51% and it should have been 27%. And on that same page, which is page 10 in the publication, the same type of farm with internet access was, I think it was 47, now it's 49. And on page 16, for conducting business on the internet and usage of toll-free customer service numbers by economic class, type of farm, region, and United States, for 2003 data, in the $100,000 and over classification, we had 10% conducted business with any other federal government website, and it should have been 7. And the breakout of $100,000 to $249,999 was 10%, and it should have been 5%. Similarly, in the next two columns over, use any toll-free customer service number on the same table. It should have been for the 100,000 and over category 7%. For the 100,000 to 249,999 should have been 6, and 250,000 and over is 7. It was originally 677, but the correct number would be 767. Additionally, on the primary method of internet access tables, these are three tables, pages 17, 18, and 19 now. We had minor changes due to rounding. None of the trends would have been changed by that. Only certain cells would have gone up one or down one value. Those were the other set of changes that were made was in the number of farms on the very last table, page 20 in the current publication. We had not been using our revised numbers. Periodically, we update the number of farms based on what we find out from census. And in this new publication, they contain the corrected numbers or the revised numbers. In addition, new data that we're publishing is some of the individual state data. For example, New Jersey previously was combined into Pennsylvania, but now for 2003 and 2005, we've allowed them to be split out and had their individual state data published. The other states for which this is true are Colorado, New Jersey, New Mexico, Utah, Virginia, West Virginia, and West Virginia. And that is only data for 2003, 2005. And I believe that is all the changes that we've made.
The major trends and some of the facts that were pointed out in the summary of the report really haven't changed that much, and people who have seen it are just going to basically have more data available to them now, and with some corrections to some of the categories, like you said. So I think when we first saw there was going to be a revision, the fear was that it was something really major that would completely change our whole look at this.
Oh, absolutely. I can understand that as a concern, and I don't think it turns out to be the case. The trends are still the same. Overall, we see a leveling off for a lot of these data cells over the last 2 years. There just hasn't been as big a change at the U.S. level as there was, you know, 5-10 years ago. So, yeah, there's not that much change between this week and 2 weeks ago as far as the data is concerned.
I guess I'm curious how you view this, because I know one of the things you asked about and we're seeking information on is how farmers can use the USDA website services, and what, you know, what's the perspective from the USDA side on this?
Well, there's no official USDA perspective per se, but I can give you some of my opinions, and that would be that I would think we will continue to see maybe a slight increase, maybe just 1% every year or something very slight as far as access goes. But it's still in many ways in its infancy, and I think as websites get more user-friendly and farmers learn to rely more on it, that there might be some increase. It's hard to say. There's not always great access for the farmers as far as if you're just going over phone lines, which can be which can disconnect often or frequently. I hear that complaint sometimes from farmers when I've talked to them that their connection's not always the best. And access is definitely an important part of it, and people becoming comfortable with it and learning to trust the websites and being able to put out information over them. There is a learning curve.
One
interesting thing, I don't know if you're aware of it, but between, like, say, 1992 and 2002, when we've done the two census of agricultures, the average age of the farm operator has gone up by 2 years. So if anything, our farming population is getting older.
That absolutely is something that I think you have to take into consideration.
Yes.
When you look at this. But do you think that, especially as it relates to this topic, with what USDA has done to promote broadband access in rural communities, what would be your forecast if you could look out into the future of how these numbers will look as you keep conducting these studies over the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, I can't really speak about those programs. You'd probably be better off getting somebody closer to those programs to ask them those questions. And I'm not really going to forecast anything. I don't have a crystal ball. But it would seem reasonable that if broadband is made more accessible to farmers, if they can get more reliable internet access, that they would be more inclined to use it. And that seems a very reasonable assumption.
I think what would be interesting is to go through some of the other data out of this study, if we could, if we've got enough time here, to touch on a few other points, such as when you look at the farmers by income level,
mm-hmm.
there's some serious differences in not only computer ownership, but also internet access. And I wonder if you could point out how that differs as you go from farms that have sales or farm payments in the $250,000 range to the categories below that?
Well, in general, the greater the economic sales class, the more likely they are to use the computer and have internet access, not just you have a computer, but use it for their farm business. And it makes sense in the sense that their operations may be more complex, that they may need the computer to keep more spreadsheet data versus keeping a paper spreadsheet. So that makes sense to me.
Looking at that top category of the $250,000 plus, the number instead of 51% goes up to 72% on the internet access. And the number that have a computer goes up to almost 80%. Is there anything else, any other points from this study that you think would be of real interest to people who are in agricultural marketing in particular that are looking at some of the new technologies that are coming out in terms of information delivery, which is internet related?
Well, I guess I'd like to at least first highlight one or repeat one of the points you made, that this is still a substantial number of people who are on the internet. This is over a million people would be on the internet for farming. Over a million farmers would be on the internet, given that there's over 2 million farmers. I think the most interesting thing is when we were asking about conducting business with any USDA website, any federal website, that was all under 10%. But when we asked about conducting business with any non-ag website, that was about a quarter of the people. So that, to me, that was a big interesting fact.
Thank you very much, Sarah Hoffman, and with the National Agricultural Statistics Service. We appreciate you spending the time with us to tell us about this study.